The Buddhists have an expression, nothing should be clung to as me or mine. Nothing you identify with can really be called yours. Although you may consider the physical vehicle you inhabit as your body, you know by now that every atom comprising it is only on temporary loan from your environment. Your thoughts are not really your thoughts. They are part of the collective mind. 100 years ago, you could not have had the thought, I am flying on a 747 jet to Las Vegas, because these concepts were not yet a part of the collective mind. Your emotions are not your emotions. Every emotion you have ever had has been experienced by people since the beginning of humanity. Not a single molecule, not a single thought, not a single emotion you have ever had is uniquely yours. You're part of a larger scheme. You are woven from a few strands in the infinite cosmic web of energy, transformation, and intelligence. Nothing should be clung to as me or mine. Underlying this prescription is the recognition that all stress in life results from either grasping or aversion. When you hold on to anything, be it a material object, a position, or a relationship, you accelerate aging because at a subtle level, every attachment is accompanied by fear. Fear of loss, fear of losing control, fear of losing approval. When you evoke fear, you set into motion the physiology of stress that accelerates biological aging. You must let go of this fear in order to reverse aging. The inclination of the mind is to seek pleasure and run away from pain. As a result of this tendency, you are unable to remain in the present moment. You can cultivate present moment awareness through the practice of alert witnessing, shifting your attention from that which is observed to the silent, ever-present witness to the observation. In the midst of observation, come back to the self. Your observations change on a moment-to-moment basis. If you identify who you are with your observations, your identity has no permanence. If you identify yourself as the president of a company, as the owner of a luxury car, as the manager of an artist or musician, your sense of self is dependent upon an external source. This is sometimes known as agency power because your power derives from attachment to an external agency. The problem with agency power is that when the attachment ends, so does the power and your sense of self. The opposite of agency power is self-power, which comes from your inner connection to spirit. Underlying all your observations and experiences in life, underlying all your attachments to people, situations, and circumstances, is a domain of ever-present witnessing awareness. This is your true self. This is your spirit. In alert witnessing, you shift your attention from goal orientation to process orientation. You become completely flexible. When spirit is your internal reference point, you neither anticipate nor resist. You simply allow. This process can be summed up in one statement. Take it as it comes. The process becomes the goal. Whenever you find yourself anticipating or resisting, shift your attention to your witnessing self. In the simple process, you return to the present moment. The present moment is the doorway to the field of infinite possibilities. Living in present moment awareness reverses the aging process. The great Vedic scholar Eknath Ishwaran tells a poignant story. At the end of a lifetime, a person's soul goes to a plane of existence where each life is reviewed. The soul enters a theater in which a movie of the recent life is playing. The soul begins watching the movie, but often has to turn away because sins of omission and sins of commission cramp the heart. As a result of not being able to watch the complete movie, important life lessons are missed, and the soul must reincarnate to learn them in the next lifetime. According to this story, the primary cause for not being able to watch the painful scenes is a lack of forgiveness, for others and for oneself. Forgiveness is the essence of letting go. Try this simple exercise. Close your eyes, bring your attention into your heart, and ask if you're holding on to any grievances, hostilities, resentments, or regrets. If any come to mind, ask what occurred that led to the blockage in your heart. Then ask what needs to occur now in order to release these toxins. Look for the gift that every life experience offers, even painful ones, and express your gratitude for the experience. Remember this beautiful expression from A Course in Miracles and refer to it often. Every decision I make is a choice between a grievance and a miracle. We encourage you to choose a miracle. When things do not go the way you think they should, you could indulge in self-pity. You could complain and gripe that life isn't fair and make yourself and everyone around you miserable. Or you could see the situation as another opportunity for surrender, flexibility, and expansion. Forgive and forget, and you will reverse the aging process.